Hello, can you say and spell your name?
Yes. How are you today?
I'm all right.
Okay. My name is Liz Johnson. You say to spell it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's LizJohnson.
Are you from Sunflower County?
Yes, I'm born and raised in Sunflower County.
Can you explain to me how it was when you were growing up in Sunflower County?
Okay. As growing up from a young person, I lived in the rural area. And from there, we had to walk so many miles just to catch the bus. Whether it was rainy, hot, snow, that's the way we got to school. And from that point, after coming through elementary, and I went through Gentry High School here. And from there, when we would leave school in the afternoon, we had to go back home to the cotton fields. And we had to make up the rest of the day in the cotton fields.
Have you seen any changes in your lifetime?
Yes, and great changes. From the cotton field, I knew one thing. How to get out of the cotton field was based upon education. And from education, to me, is a milestone. Number one, it got me out of the cotton field. And from there, it got me into a four-year college where I graduated with a degree in accounting. And from there, I've been employed for the past 38 years for the largest company in Mississippi when it comes down to home health. So it has really helped me a lot.
Will you mind telling me if you have any kids?
Yes. Okay. I do have two girls. And I say girls, but they are both adults now. And they are also from Sunflower County. And they were blessed to be raised and educated in the Sunflower County schools. And they were blessed so far to have college degrees, and one has their master's degree.
What advice would you give a young person like me growing up in Sunflower County?
The advice that I would give a young person growing up in Sunflower County is, number one, keep your head focused. Always remember that God is at the top. When you need some guidance, start with your parents. Then you venture out into the counselors. And then sometimes they're good friends. But always stay focused, and everything that looks good is not always good.
Have you experienced any racism in Sunflower County?
Actually, I've experienced it and I'm still experiencing it. It's still here today.
How old were you when the first time you experienced racism? What do you remember?
Yes, I can remember. Like I said, we lived in a rural area, and that means you worked on a farm. And you were being told what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And making 50 cents a day. So yes, it's still there.
If Martin Luther King was alive today, what would he talk about? You know, what's going on these days, what would he say about it?
Well, number one, he would finish his dream. He had a dream. That would be number one. And secondly, some of the things that we have experienced, if he had just stayed with us, we wouldn't be going through it. Like some of the things that happened in Ferguson and the things that's happened right here in our own county, we would not be going through some of those things.
Do you enjoy living in Sunflower County?
Yes, I do enjoy living here. When I graduated from college, my first job interview and job offer was in New York City. I went up there and stayed about 5 days and didn't want to be away from home. So I ended up coming back home.
All right, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Okay. But you wanted to look at, okay.
question, racism? That question?
Eight. How does she feel? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Three. Hello.
Hello.
May you tell us about, how do you feel about the racism in some counties?
Okay. How do I feel about the racism in Sunflower County? That's a long story, but we can make it pretty much short at this time. I feel like it's something that should not be. And if we just treat each other the way God intended us to treat each other, we would not have the racism that's here now. Do I think that it should continue on? No, I don't. I think we should stop it now.
In the next 10 years, do you think Sunflower County will be a better place than what it is now, or even more racial?
In the next 10 years, I foresee Sunflower County being somewhat better because I'm expecting some great leadership to take place here. And with this leadership, I think we would be led into a different area.
Thank you.
You're welcome.